You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
A recent report from the University of Auckland has been analysing mental health issues that can plague mothers and pregnant people before, during and after birth. This highlights the intergenerational cycles of perinatal distress and how it can cause health problems for the children themselves. This research has also highlighted how Māori, Pacifica and Asian communities are disproportionately affected by perinatal distress. I spoke to Felicia Lowe, who worked on the study, about what Aotearoa needs to do to see maternal mental health better supported. She first ran over the general findings of the study.
Okay, so what we found is that perinatal mental distress is very much an under-recognised public health issue in New Zealand. It doesn't have enough priority within the public policy frameworks in Aotearoa, and despite this, it does have some very serious consequences for both a woman and her baby. And this could include intergenerational cycles of disadvantage as well.
So what changes in a person who's going through pregnancy lead to perinatal mental distress?
Well, there are many causes of perinatal mental distress. The ones that we know most about are the systemic inequities, such as poverty, whether it's to do with housing poverty or food insecurity, issues to do with racism, family violence, having a lack of education and social support. But all these factors can be exacerbated by pregnancy-related factors. So, for example, if the woman is having an unplanned or a complicated pregnancy, or maybe she went through a traumatic birth experience, or maybe her infant is just particularly temperamental, all these things can make it worse. And we also know that there's some other biological factors that play a role, such as certain genes and hormones. But what is clear is that the causes of perinatal distress involve a complex interplay between biological factors and psychosocial factors.
Can these issues be experienced long-term, or are they more likely to be contained to the area around the birth?
These issues can have longer term consequences. So mainly it's around the whole process of birth and postnatal experiences can worsen all the underlying issues. And often if you have developed depression or anxiety and this does not go managed or treated, then it can still keep persisting.
You mentioned that this becomes an intergenerational cycle. Is this due to the same environment that mothers are in, or is it due to more genetic reasons that this can be happening over and over again between one person's family bloodline?
Yeah, so the intergenerational effects that we mentioned are to do with recent research that has shown that depression during pregnancy can affect the baby's brain development. And we're talking about the executive functions, which are a set of cognitive skills that help with very basic tasks like being able to learn, to pay attention, to control emotions and impulses. And so these things are, the basic skills to set you up for life. And if the baby's executive functions are impaired, that makes it a lot harder for them to do well later in life. So there's an intergenerational effect there.
How much support is there right now in Aotearoa, New Zealand, for people dealing with perinatal mental distress?
There is not enough support. We do know that support services are very stretched. That's why we are arguing that this issue really needs a greater priority. And also, what we are trying to emphasize is that there is a whole group of women who are experiencing less severe symptoms of mental distress, but still within the mild to moderate range, and their baby's brain development can also be affected. And so we actually need to provide support to all pregnant women, not just those who are experiencing the more extreme levels of mental distress, because it's, not only good for the women, but also for their babies.
Do any changes need to be made to New Zealand's health institutions about providing more support from the get-go?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This really requires a whole of government response to tackle this issue. And there are many ways of looking at prevention, but one area in particular that we've been arguing for is to introduce screening that is done early and universally among all women, using a screening tool that is also culturally appropriate, that takes into account our diverse...
Is there anything that pregnant people themselves can do to try and avoid or lessen the effects of perinatal mental distress?
That can be tricky if there are a lot of the systemic issues that I mentioned earlier about financial stresses and family dynamics and things like that. But the most important thing I would say is to be aware that you should reach out for help if you need it. Whānau as well can play a role in helping to support pregnant people if they notice that, you know, they may not be dealing with stress or pregnancy in the postnatal period very well. So we all have a role to play in supporting women and pregnant people in reducing rates of perinatal distress.
And in that sense, what can people who are around pregnant people do to support them, even if they don't, even if they aren't explicitly experiencing perinatal mental distress? What sort of things can people do to keep them supported and above the water?
I would say that it's all about just checking in, making sure that they are feeling okay, that they are able to cope with whatever situations they are in. Just sort of being there and, you know, knowing that they can be counted on to provide support as needed. And also, yeah, just keeping an eye on any possible symptoms that may arise that, you know, the pregnant person may not be that aware of, but, you know, someone outside can actually notice.
And what do these specific symptoms look like if anyone wants to be keeping an eye out?
Well, we do know that the range of symptoms that can show up if someone has perinatal distress is depression and anxiety for one, but through to the more extreme end, the person may be showing suicidal thoughts as well. So it is a very wide range, and often it may involve just having problems with functioning, you know, daily functioning, just doing normal everyday things. It might be just hard to, you know, find the lack of motivation to carry out daily activity. Just having raised awareness of perinatal distress is really important because we need to reduce the stigma around it and also encourage women and pregnant people and birthing parents to seek help if they need it.
That was Felicia Lowe from the University of Auckland chatting about perinatal distress.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.